Welcome to the translated version of the sermon by Apostle A.C. Dawson at New Jerusalem Church on 17th January 2021. Praise the Lord. As we are the citizens of this world, we always have to face trials of some kind. We feel the trials seem to magnify themselves more as we follow the scripture and endeavor to go nearer to God through prayers. The Bible says that the man who endures the ordeals of life is gifted. But man generally doesn't want to face tribulations. He wants to live a trouble-free life. But if a man knows the formula to overcome them, he is better off. We should try to comprehend the objective of the trials that come upon us and be glad to take up the challenge because they are the tests of our endurance. The precious metals that have been obtained from the earth go through intense heat in order to be purified. In the same way as man was born in sin, God lets him go through the fire of affliction so that he can enter in the glory of God. James chapter 1 verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him." There is something called the crown of life. Anyone who is victorious in the battle against sin deserves to wear it. We may cry out in pain when we are afflicted by the problems of this world, but the Lord says, whoever endures the test is the one that will be crowned, and the Lord has called all of us to wear that crown. Hallelujah. The life we have here on earth is like the flowers of the earth. It's bright in the morning, stoops in the afternoon, and gone in the evening. Man's greatness is as good as that. But the Lord has wonderful things in the afterlife. The Lord purifies us for that crown of life. The Lord purifies His people through tests and prepares them for a glorious heavenly life. There was a soldier who got his head severely damaged, and his only worry was whether the crown of life fit him all right. He doesn't have to worry because this particular head will not be there. God has made the crown to fit the head there. James chapter 1 verses 2 and 3 say, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." Every one of us has different characters, but we all should have patience in us. Impatience can damage our long-begotten good tidings in a split of a moment. You can't buy patience from a doctor. The patience comes from a series of tests by the Lord. Once the members of our church in a small village wanted to dig a bore well. Our pastor selected a spot and told them to dig there. After digging there more than 500 feet, they found no sign of water. They called Aya and reported it. Aya told them that he would pray for them and dig some more. Very soon, they struck water, that too of good taste. Glory to God. It was possible because of our faith in the Lord's promise. We all know how Job was patient in the face of huge tribulation. His resolve was such that he declared even death couldn't shake his determination to be patient. That patience of his brought double portion of what he had before. We have to learn this lesson from him. Psalms 40 verse 1 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard my cry." Like King David, we too may have a situation where we need the Lord's help, But we should have the patience to get it at the right time. But some people try to draw a deadline for God to act on time, and failing that, they would not attend church or lose faith in Him. What they don't know is that they can't perceive the greater things the Lord has in store for them. Patience brings maturity and calmness of mind. They know that the trials they face are just temporary. The people of Israel embarked on a journey to Canaan from Egypt. When they reached a place called Marah, they became bitter because the water there was bitter. Immediately they began to complain against Moses. They started to talk about the good things in Egypt which they left just to follow Moses. Exodus chapter 15 verse 25 says, "So Moses cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. When he cast it unto the waters were made sweet." When this crisis of water came up, Moses cried out to the Lord. The Lord made the water sweet. God doesn't want us to lose heart when we are under pressure on account of our trials. He likes us to appeal to Him, and He is good enough to remove these difficulties from our lives. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 and 7 say, "So be truly glad, there is wonderful joy ahead, even though you have to endure many trials for a little while." These trials will show that faith is genuine. It's being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. Gold goes through excessive heat when it gets purified. In the same way, our test of character comes when we are tested by trials. People wear expensive jewelry to be respected in the society, but our respectability comes from our faith in the Lord. Even Jesus Christ went through the test until the given time, and then Satan left him. There was a pastor who was saved by the Lord. He used to be a rough man before marriage. After he got married, his roughness had been polished off by his wife because she worked as saw on him. We should accept that it is the Lord's grace that he has made himself a very useful plank to the family. The Lord corrects people, sending them through difficulties. God is making us to be the most valuable vessel in his house. Galatians chapter 4 verses 13 to 15 say, "As ye know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. Even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn. Instead, you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself." Where is that joyful and grateful spirit you felt then? I'm sure you would have taken out your own eyes and given them to me if it had been possible. Apostle Paul was struck in the eyes on the day he got saved, and they seemed to have looked ghastly to look at. But the Galatians didn't mind that, and they even wanted to offer their own eyes to replace his. But such defects did not hamper him from doing the Lord's service in any way. It came to him as a test of character, and he overcame his feelings to serve the Lord exceedingly well. Such tests may come our way as well. Let's not be scared away by them. You should realize these trials are temporary in nature. God is merciful enough to relieve us from them sooner or later. People may wonder how a man of God who does miracles and staunch in the faith can be affected by illness. Dear children, the Lord tests everybody. These tests bring us a life of endurance, and also the Lord's honor and greatness, and of course the crown of life as well. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 18 says, "Since he himself was tested by what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested." The people who have gone through sufferings can only understand the sufferings of others. There is no use in telling a man who is suffering in hunger to go and find something to eat and be merry. He has to be fed to remove the hunger. Mere words won't help. Our Lord understands the sufferings of the people because he himself has gone through varieties of trials. Anyone who has gone through trials understands the problems of others. Remember the ordeals of the people who suffer because of natural disasters. People lose their riches in a matter of minutes and go through unexpected experiences. Such people understand the pains of others. Others may not understand them. They may say as they like, but once they realize their mistakes, they avoid such things. People tend to confuse their own minds at the time of trials with a number of thoughts. Although Jesus was tested, he never sinned in any manner. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 says, "The high priest of ours understands our weaknesses. For he faced all the same testing we do, yet he did not sin." Dear children, we are journeying towards Canaan. The Israelites who were walking towards Canaan did not reach there because of their discontent. We may also face such difficulties in our journey to the kingdom of God. As our Lord is kind, he is capable of helping us overcome such difficulties. Once we happened to listen to a boy who told his mother that he doesn't know what hunger is. They have brought him up feeding at the right time without knowing the meaning of hunger. Any man who doesn't understand what hunger is cannot understand the hungers of others. Our Lord faced all kinds of difficulties in this world. He was born in a poor family like us. It was the will of God, and he was following the instruction of the Father. Apostles knew that the Lord allows the testing of the characters of his beloved ones. Jesus Christ was baptized and came out of the river. He was taken to the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 says, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted there by the devil." It is the Lord who takes us out for the testing. Jesus went on a 40-day fasting. Then came the devil asking questions from the scripture itself. But the Lord overcame all the tests. Luke chapter 4 verse 15 says, "Now when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time." Dear children, don't be disheartened by the difficulties that test our enduring power. The Lord lets his loved ones to go through trials. Abraham received Isaac after waiting for 25 years after the promise in his old age. Now he is the young boy, and the Lord tested Abraham by telling him to give him as a burnt offering. Genesis chapter 22 verse 2 says, "Then God said, take your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." Abraham accepted the Lord's words immediately without any question. He had absolute belief in God. The scripture says that he had sacrificed his son at heart even before going there. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 17. It was by faith that Abraham offered Isaac as a sacrifice when God was testing him. Abraham, who had received God's promises, was ready to sacrifice his own son even though God had told him, "Isaac is the son through whom your descendants will be counted." He considered the fact that God is powerful enough to raise someone from the dead. Dear children, testing times arrive whether you are rich or poor. Remember how Abraham obeyed and received what God had promised even when it looked there was going to be a loss. Job says, "The Lord knows where I am going, and when he tests me, I will come out as pure as gold." He had such confidence in the Lord. Revelations chapter 2 verse 10 says, "Don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even at the cost of death, and I will give you the crown of life." Beloved children, The crown of life is there for us. Let's be ready to face trials of this world and go through them without grumbling or blaming others for it. May the Lord help us to get it as the final glory. Amen. If you want to contact us, our website is www.newjerusalemnews.in. Email njcngl@gmail.com. May God bless you all. Amen.